Hello and welcome to Unibo Global Life Stories. I'm your host, Jack Coulter. This is a podcast where we talk to the University of Bologna's international students and hear their stories firsthand. Today I'm with Alejandro. Say hi, Alejandro.
Hi, everybody.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, as you know, my name is Alejandro. I'm from San Pedro Sula, Honduras, and I'm currently attending the third year of Business and Economics at Clave, that is a course of Business Economics, as mentioned before.
Okay, so you're from Honduras.
Yes.
It's very far away from Italy.
It is around 14,000 kilometers.
So what was life like growing up in Honduras?
Life growing up in Honduras was, of course, different from being here. I remember that, for example, everything started earlier, like the daily life. When I went to school, for example, the lectures that started at 7 a.m., that here it will be like crazy because it's too early. Usually school here starts at 8, which gives you eventually like an hour of difference.
What time did you get up in the morning then?
Oh, I used to wake up at 6 a.m. or maybe sometimes I used to wake up really early to go swimming. So I used to wake up at 4:30, which is pretty early actually. But I got used to it, and for me it was pretty normal. It was the standard. When I came up here, I realized that it was too early. And usually people wake up at 7 or 7:30, which was crazy to me.
And what's school like in general in Honduras? Is it pretty similar to other countries?
It is similar maybe in the education, with the education system, but actually changes because, we start when we're really small, when we're 2-3 years old, like all the education systems, but we stay in the same school with the same classmates till we finish high school. So when I was going to the school, I used to attend with all my same classmates from I was 2 years, 3 years old till I was 17 years, which essentially is around 15 years. And they were my whole classmates for the whole time. We were really friends. We were really, really close friends. And we stayed together for a lot of years.
Do you still keep in contact?
Yes. They're actually my closest friends. And I still in contact because I always talk to them about the University of Bologna, my experience in Italy, and my whole life in here, more or less. We're best friends still.
You mentioned that you used to swim in the mornings.
Yes. As I mentioned before, I used to swim in the mornings because I was a swimmer. It was my major passion and interest when I was young. For example, since I was 11 years old till 16 years old, I used to compete in a national level in a recognized swimming team in Honduras. And I also attend to multiple tournaments, even international, in countries such as Panama and Guatemala. And I had to have a lot of discipline because I actually also used to train in the morning. For example, my training sessions were at 5 a.m. when I attended to high school. So I used to wake up at 4:30 to attend to the swimming pool at 5. I swam for an hour, go to school from 7 to 2. And afterwards, in the afternoon, at 5, 6 p.m., I need to train again for another 2 hours. I was swimming around 5 to 8 kilometers per day, more or less.
And how did you find time for breakfast and all of this?
I used to go after my training session. So around 6, 6:30, I used to quickly dress, eat, and then afterwards go to high school.
What's the food like in Honduras?
Well, concerning the food, I always think about our famous dish that is called La Baleada.
La Baleada?
La baleada, which is it is basically a dish composed of a tortilla. Mm-hmm. It also has smashed beans, because in Honduras, beans is like pasta. Maybe in Italy, we usually eat it a lot, and it is really good. So we do this plate that it also composes smashed beans, a creamy cheese that we use. It is a white creamy cheese from our zone that is really good. And afterwards, you can put whatever you want in it. For example, the way that I always eat it is with the three ingredients that I mentioned before. And also, I always put scrambled eggs and an avocado.
Scrambled eggs and an avocado.
Yes. And it comes really good. It's really all organic. And it is usually people, when it comes around, they love it.
So why did you decide to go abroad to study rather than remaining in Honduras?
Well, it all started when I was finishing high school. And when I was finishing high school, I wanted to take a new experience of my life. And in my family, there was always a tradition to like Italy because we had this great grandfather who came from there. So I always had in my mind since I was 12 years old that I wanted to go to Italy to take a new experience. When I was 17 years old, I learned about this exchange program in which I could go into any province or any city of Italy. And I decided to take it with full support of my parents. They told me, you can go for it. So I applied and I got in. And I got in a program of exchange in ASTI. That is a
ASTI?
Yes, ASTI.
Where is ASTI for our international listeners?
ASTI is located in Piemonte. That is
Piedmont.
Piedmont also.
Yeah.
That is a major region located in the north of Italy. So if you want to know more about it and you like soccer, for example, that's the region of Juventus. I remember always that I said it because I really like that region because of it. I'm a huge fan of soccer and I like Juventus a lot.
You're a soccer fan?
Yes.
Swimming and soccer?
Swimming and soccer.
You're a busy man.
I like a lot of sports.
So do you have other family in Italy or not?
Currently, there is still a biological family like really far from it. And I still in contact with them, but I don't see them a lot. I think that when I think of family in Italy, I actually think about my exchange family because they were really nice to me. I lived with them for 10 months and I lived with two sisters and my parents, my host parents of my exchange. And the whole time that I spent with them, they made me feel like a son. They made me feel like a brother. And I'm still in contact with them. I usually go to ASTI just to visit them, just to hang out with them. And they always like helping me with all the things. When I told them that I was going to be at Bologna to study in my bachelor's degree, they fully supported me, even I'm not their biological son. And they are always cheering and just caring about what I'm doing.
And what about your family back in Honduras? What did they think about your decision to go abroad?
When I told them that I wanted to turn back in Italy this time to make the bachelor's degree, I had an unconditional support from part of them. My parents were just really supporting and cheering all the time that I was making my application. And why I got in the university, they really were happy about the decision I was taking. They knew that it was my dream to just start a new journey. And even though that I'm distant from them, they still keep helping me. They still keep listening to all the things that I'm doing. And they are always getting my back. So they have been really supportive. I'm just so happy that all the things that they have done for me.
And have they visited you here in Italy?
They were supposed to on May 2020. But because of COVID, they couldn't. But actually, I'm planning to graduate on July from my bachelor's degree, and they already booked their tickets. So fingers crossed it's going to be okay, and they're coming here to see me.
Fingers crossed. So you did your exchange program in ASTI.
Yes.
How did you end up in Bologna then?
It is a funny story, actually, because I knew from the University of Bologna, thanks to a friend that was making the exchange with me at ASTI, in ASTI. And he told me about going to Bologna in a trip just to know the university because he was interested in the faculty of medicine. He wanted to study medicine and he told me, let's go, Ale, let's go together and we see this city because I want to get in.
Was he a friend from ASTI?
Well, he was a friend from ASTI, but he was making the exchange with me. He's from Santiago, Chile.
From Chile?
Yes.
Wow.
So we booked a trip. We came together to see the city. And actually, when we were already here, I said myself, I'm interested to study economics, and maybe they have a good faculty. So I remember that we went together also to the Faculty of Economics. I really like it, and I decided afterwards that it's a good university in which I wanted to apply. Bologna is a really recognized school, and it has a lot of great opportunities. And when I saw that it was also the oldest university in the Western world, I was really excited about it. So I decided to apply and I got in eventually. The ironical part about it is that I got in and my friend at the same time decided to stay in Chile. So I came alone, but thanks to him is the reason that I'm here.
Is he still in Chile now?
Yes, he's right now even studying something different. He's studying biology, but we also stay in contact. He's a really good friend.
Great, great. So when you arrived in Bologna, did you speak Italian already or not?
When I came, yes. Thanks to my exchange year, I was already able to speak in Italian fluently. So when I came out here, at least it was not as big of a cultural shock, the language, because I was already able to meet new people and engage in conversations without any issue.
But when you arrived in Italy, you didn't speak Italian.
No. When I arrived the first time, it was really funny because I didn't know nothing about it. And I was always conversating with people throughout gestures and different ways, at least for them to understand me.
The Italian way.
The Italian way.
And the course you're studying, what language is it in?
The course that I'm attending actually is international. So we are attending two lectures in English. And all the lectures that are in are made in English with all the professors that they have the competence to just speak it fluently.
Were there any culture shocks for you when you came to Italy? Any things that were really different and surprised you or shocked you?
Well, the first shock that when I came alone to Bologna was how the Italians look at food as a sacred thing. For example, I remember that the first place that I went to live here, it was a house with other three flatmates, and the three of them were Italian. So I remember that when I was cooking an Italian dish, because I also got used to cook Italian dish, maybe rather than the ones of my country, they were looking at me like really judgy, but at the same time helping me also of how I was cooking Italian dishes. And I remember that they told me like, no, it's not that way. It is the way that it is supposed to be. It's the way that I'm telling you. And they were really rigid about it. But thanks to them, I actually learned a lot of things about the Italian dishes and how to cook them and what's the Italian tradition about it. Because it also the dishes, maybe for other countries, is just not so important as here. Here it is. It's culture.
Yeah. So now you can cook the Italian way.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about social life and studying? Were there any big differences?
Well, concerning the part of studying, when I came up here, I really felt that the amount of required time to study was more than in my country. And actually, I really like it a lot because it was, of course, more difficult. But I really felt that I was learning a lot when I came here. And the people of my course, I feel like they were really ambitious and they were really curious about all the topics that was concerned with the university. So it was for me a big change because I was now in a network in which I really could learn, it was in which I really felt challenged, and in which I really, really grew up a lot academically speaking. It was a nice experience.
What about social life?
Social life, if you don't know about it, Bologna is a really universitarian city. So when I came up here the first time, I really had a lot of things to do. There's a lot of associations. There is a swimming pool in which you can attend and participate. I remember that my first year I was swimming a lot here in Bologna.
Do you still swim?
Not anymore. Okay. Now I'm attending to a gym. I officially stopped swimming because I really tried on something new. And Bologna offers you that, offers you a lot of associations, gyms, and always feel accompanied with a lot of young students.
What about similarities between Honduras and Italy? Any surprising similarities?
Well, maybe not so surprising, but the Italian culture is really similar maybe to the Latin culture. In, for example, how people tends to be really charismatic or not so much charming, but they really tend to be extroverted. So when I came up here, everybody just likes to hang out. They like to talk. They like to know where you're from. And you make friends really fast here.
Very social.
Yeah, very social.
Yeah. Your friends here. Are they mostly, you said they were mostly Italians before, didn't you?
Yes, almost all of my friends are from Italy.
Do you have other international friends also?
Yes, I have some international friends from my course. My course has a lot of, has a connection directly with Argentina. So I have a lot of classmates that are from Argentina.
And what language do you speak with them in?
Well, when I'm with them, I speak in Spanish. Well, when I'm with them in Italians, I speak in Italian.
Never in English.
Well, in English when we're in the course. So it's a mix of the three of them.
Trilingual relationship.
Yes. I always say it in a funny way that I'm switching languages constantly because my current flatmate is from Peru. So we speak in Spanish when I'm at home. Then when I go to the university, I speak in English to attend my lectures and to see everybody there that speaks in English. And then when I'm with my friends, I speak in Italian. So I'm constantly engaging in the three languages.
So in 2020, we had a bit of a difficult situation. Obviously, I'm referring to the COVID-19 pandemic. What was that like for you here? Because you were here at the time. What was your experience like?
My COVID experience was really particular, I guess. I remember that it was on February 2020 when everything started to happen. And it was difficult because there was the outbreak of the COVID situation. Things just started to get worse. And eventually there was a lockdown. And I remember that I made my lockdown here in Italy because I was not able to take the airplane and go back to Honduras. I couldn't get back home. So I stayed with my old house, in my old house with my old flatmates. It's just that initially we were four and two of them were able to get back on time. So I just stayed with one of my flatmates that he was really nice to me. He was actually a nurse. A nurse, and he used to work in the hospital when it was the lockdown, and he used to work also in the COVID room. So it was a really tough situation for the both of us, and especially for him, because he was working exactly in the worst moment of the pandemic with the people that were really, really having a difficult situation. And I remember him every time coming tired about the hospital, because he was working sessions of from 8 to 12 hours, and he was frustrated with the situation.
So how did you relax in this time? How did you cheer yourself up?
It was funny because every time that he used to turn back, maybe he was tired and everything, but the most relaxing thing about it is that we used to prepare every time dinner together. We just remember to talk about everything that we can, because there was an age gap. I was 20 years old in the moment. He was 30. So we were not that close with respect to age. So we used to talk about everything we can while we were cooking dinner. And after cooking dinner, every time we used to play an Italian card game that is called Briscola.
Briscola.
Briscola. He taught me how to play it. And we used to play every single night. And the one who won three consecutive matches was able to not clean the dishes.
So the person who wins doesn't clean the dishes.
Exactly.
Did you win often?
The first month, I was always cleaning the dishes. The two remaining months, he was always cleaning the dishes. So he thought of thought to me how to play it. But afterwards, thanks to him, I became really good. Actually, I'm really confident right now about playing Briscola.
Do you have any interesting anecdotes from the time you're here in Bologna?
Maybe the most interesting anecdote is the one that I mentioned before. But it also, one interesting anecdote was when we were on February March. Also, there still was a red zone because there were a lot of cases of COVID and there were not activities to do. But I remember that I used to go...
So the lockdown was still going on.
Yeah, there was still... it was a partial lockdown. So you couldn't go to bars or anything that was closed. But there was this special garden of Bologna that is called Giardini Margherita.
Giardini Margherita.
Yes, in which there are a lot of outdoor activities that you can do. So I really take... I really care about that place a lot.
It's like a park.
Yeah, it is just a park. It is nothing special. But for a lot of students, it was really special at the moment because it was the only place that we can hang out, taking all the precautions, of course, of COVID. And I remember that in my whole time available at that moment, I used to go there, maybe to run in the morning. I used to go with my girlfriend, and we were just training in the morning because gyms were closed. And in the afternoon, we used to go with our friends and just sit in the park and be chill in a moment of tension. So it was really good because we really had a good time there. We really get to close together, even though the difficult situation of the COVID. And it is still a memory that I'm always going to cherish.
So let's talk about your future. Are you planning on staying in Italy?
Yes, definitely. After all the experience that I had here in my bachelor's, I'm planning to stay also for my master's degree. I'm planning to stay in Italy and even for my professional life. Every time more that I stay more time here, I realize how the transition has been from moving to Honduras and having my closest relationship there, from rely on more people there, to now rely more on my closest friends here and to see my life, my daily life in Europe, in Italy.
Do you see yourself going back to Honduras in the future? Long term?
Long term, to live, you mean?
Yeah, to live, or...
Of course that I always want to turn back in Honduras in a way to have time with my friends, with my family, to see where I grew up. But actually, in the long term, I see myself here. I think that I'm already adapted. I really like the Italian culture, the language, the traditions, all the things that they have here. And after studying my bachelor's and also in the future my master's degree, I think that I see myself more here than I could see in Honduras.
And what do you think, apart from, you know, remaining in Italy to live here, what do you think this experience of studying abroad instead of studying at home, what has that given you that studying at home wouldn't have given you?
I think that studying at home doesn't give me the opportunity to have a new perspective, to do something different. I think the main thing that I got from being here in Italy is that I always have a new way to think about things. I always give me also a new perspective to all the Italian students that are here, because I just simply don't think about them. And for all the potential in future international students that are coming to the university, I really recommend you to take this opportunity to try to do something different. Because by being in a different environment, you get the best out of yourself, because you really get who you are and what do you want in life. So I think that the opportunity to be here, what it got me that I would never have gotten in Honduras, is to really be myself, to really look what I want and to think of myself without caring about the other people that are surrounding me.
What is university in Italy like compared to a university in Honduras or in Central America?
It is, of course, different. I think that it's more academic. I felt also that the number of required of time, the required time of study is higher. Here I just got to read book after book, study with my friends, engaging seminars or ways to just learn something different. And I think that there is a lot of ambitious and a lot of curiosity a part of my colleagues that make me always learn more and be more engaging in the study, right? Professors here were really also really helpful, because they were really prepared. All the professors that were in my course were always helping me with the new content. I was able to talk to them about specific topics, and they were also able to guide me in what I was looking for. So it was overall helpful at all.
What about in terms of your career and your future working life? What do you think? How did Bologna prepare you for that?
Well, I believe actually that the University of Bologna gave me all the necessary tools to succeed in my academic, in my professional life. Actually, I performed an internship last summer, and I felt that all the content that I saw in the university, all the course that I took were really helpful, because it really helped me in my internship. I felt that I was able to understand and provide with help to the internship that I was doing. And I believe that in the future, I will not have problems at all. I have all the necessary tools in order to succeed also in my professional life.
So we have one final question, which we ask to everyone, which is, if you had to describe your experience at Unibo with a song title, what would that be?
I think it would be Don't Stop Believing from Journey.
Okay.
And it's
why?
Because the song is really, it's a positive mood, it's a positive vibe. I think that Bologna has given me the opportunity just to dream, always to give the best out of me, and to don't stop believing on my dreams. I think that I mentioned before, Bologna gave me all the necessary tools to go on with my life in a succeeding, in a professional way. And I think that because of this new chapter of my life that I made here, I'm able to not stop dreaming.
That's all we have time for today. Make sure you check out the next episode to hear more stories from our international students here in Bologna. See you next time.